With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Democrat Senator Mark Kelly, a retired Navy captain, may face court-martial. It stems from his role in that Democrat video urging service members to disobey illegal orders from President Trump. None of those involved in the video have been able to identify any illegal orders, and the White House says there were none. Attorney General Bondi vows to appeal a judge's ruling tossing out the indictments of former FBI Director James Comey and New York Attorney General Letitia James. The judge ruled the prosecutor in the case was illegally appointed and therefore lacked the authority to indict. Russia's war in Ukraine grinds on. Overnight,
Ukraine's Air Force said the Russian attack involved swarms of drones, as well as cruise and ballistic missiles, launched from the land, sea, and air. Large explosions were reported in Kyiv as air defense systems tried to protect the capital. Ukraine has also been striking Russia, with attacks reported in the border regions of Krasnodar and Rostov. The upsurge in violence follows days of intense diplomacy aimed at ending the war. Russia appears determined to maintain the military pressure as both sides seek to influence U.S.-led efforts to achieve a peace deal.
The BBC's James Reed says the Ukrainian attack killed several people in southern Russia. Today is expected to be the busiest day for Thanksgiving holiday air travel in what is expected to be a record-breaking week.
There'll be 31 million passengers flying by air. We look to the week, that's part of the airline industry.
Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy. More than 100 homes damaged after a tornado touched down in a residential area outside Houston. No injuries reported. The Dow futures down 72 points. NASDAQ futures off 87. This is SRN News. Another city declares itself a sanctuary for the unborn.
On a unanimous vote, the town council of Wolforth, Texas, has declared abortion to be illegal within its borders, becoming the 85th pro-life sanctuary city in the nation. The movement was prompted when liberal cities began to declare themselves sanctuaries for illegal immigrants a few years ago. According to the Sanctuary Cities for the Unborn Initiative, Wolforth is the fifth city in Lubbock County and 68th city in Texas to join the campaign. Michael Harrington reporting.
President Trump's administration is promoting efforts to work with Nigeria's government to counter violence against Christians by Muslim terror groups. Following a meeting with Nigerian officials, Defense Secretary Hegseth posted on social media that the Pentagon is working aggressively with Nigeria to end the persecution of Christians by jihadist terrorists. He says Nigeria must demonstrate commitment and take urgent and enduring action to stop the attacks. This is SRN News. Authorities releasing more information about the death of a Dallas Cowboys player.
Body and dash cameras show a vehicle pursuit of Marshawn Nealon reaching speeds up to 160 miles per hour. After the vehicle chase ended in a crash, a search for the NFL player continued. It included Texas State Troopers, canine teams, and a drone before he was found dead. The 24-year-old Nealon was found with what police say was apparently a self-inflicted gunshot wound. Jason Walker reporting.
A lawsuit claims design flaws caused a Tesla Model 3 to accelerate uncontrollably before crashing into a utility pole and bursting into flames, killing Wendy Dennis, severely injuring her husband Jeff. A federal lawsuit filed late last week alleges the door handle design prevented rescuers from reaching them. More details at SRNNews.com.